Welcome to Meeple, uniting players around the world. A 30-minute exploration of PJ and Gareth's board game experiences from across both sides of the Atlantic. Each episode, they share their thoughts and opinions on the world of board games, including their favourite themes, games, hot topics, and much, much more.
Well, hey, gang. We are back again. It is episode 39, garden-themed games. How does your garden grow? I'm PJ.
I'm Gareth.
And today we're going to talk about garden games and garden themes.
I'll see how my garden grows with weeds. Yep. Now, I think you've been gardening this week, haven't you?
I have.
You've been breaking a sweat and doing some digging.
So we had 3 yards of mulch delivered via a big truck, and they dumped it on a tarp on our driveway over the weekend. And my wife and I have been working in the yard hours for a long time in the hot sun. The weather's not so good today, but it was beautiful over the weekend. And so we're mulching the landscaping. Our tulips are just starting to, what do you call that? So when they bloom, when they're coming up, but when they're dying, I don't know what you call that.
Dying. Ours are on the way out. Ours are nearly done.
Ours are on the way out, but we've got our crocuses coming up. We've got our hostas that are really just starting to get there. The hellebore, I have to make sure I say that right because my wife's going to listen and get mad at me because I always say around the hellebore, which are like smaller hostas that are in between them to kind of fill out the landscaping. So we got the mulch down. Got the yard was mowed. Got all that done. Pressure washed the side of the house to get the mildew off the north-facing side of my garage. Lots of yard work. And I was thinking, let's talk about garden games. So
yeah, I cut the grass. I looked at the weeds.
Yeah.
And thought, I mean, we're going to dig it up and move things around. So I'm not doing too much actual gardening because I'm going to move the shed around. So I need to put a concrete base down. But yeah, let's talk about gardening games. Because when you think about gardening games, I was like, gardening games? And I was like, I've got quite a few gardening games.
Yes, absolutely. And same, I'm sitting here, so I'm shoveling the mulch into wheelbarrows. And then I'm taking them over and dumping them on landscaping. Katie is then spreading it out. And as I'm doing that, I'm like, just thinking about all the games. And
I was thinking... You were designing a game. You were like, this is a worker placement. I put my worker here, and then I'm going to move and go to the mulch pile. I fill my wheelbarrow. Do I fill one wheelbarrow or two wheelbarrows?
Right.
And then you place the next worker, which takes it to Katie. Katie pours it on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So you're playing your own worker placement game in your head. But that wasn't. So, you were just thinking board games.
Yeah. And so I was thinking about, the first thing I was thinking about was the shovel. And I was like, I think that I have a game that has a shovel or a shovel token in it. I was like, yeah, okay. And I started thinking about worker placement games, and I was like, and then like the mulch. So the color of the mulch reminded me of a game that we recently sold. That's Cottage Garden. Do you know Cottage Garden?
Yeah, I own Cottage Garden. Okay. Why did you sell it?
So we sold it because it just never hit the table. Mm. Like, it sat on our shelf for years. Before
it's a nice two-player game.
It is, but there are so many, you know, and that's Uwe Rosenberg. So he's got so many good polyomino two-player games like Patchwork. We just felt like we didn't need it. And but if you've got Cottage Garden, you know that your player mat, it's that dark brown color, very much like the mulch that I was laying. So yeah, I mean, I really, really enjoyed that. And that was the first thing that came to my mind was Cottage Garden. I was like, okay, so they've got the mulch that's being laid down. Of course, we weren't planting any flowers. They had already been planted, right? But that was my first thought. And it's a really good game. I mean, it's just a solid polyomino. You're filling it up and flip it over and score points.
It's got cats in it.
It does have cats in it.
Cats and gardening. Mm-hmm. And they're cute little cats that are curled up sleeping, which you can use them for infill spaces, aren't they? The cats, if I remember.
Yeah.
Or is that the pots? I can't quite remember.
So the pots, the pots, I think, do as well. They, but the cats cover a 1x1 square on your grid. And then you have the cloches, which are those like kind of glass domes that you put over to kind of hydroponically grow certain flowers.
Good word.
Yeah.
It was part of a series, wasn't it? I mean, I think it was a set of three. I never played Cottage Garden.
It's Cottage Garden, India
2016.
Summer.
Yeah, India Summer, that's it.
India Summer. What was the third one? I know you're looking it up, so.
I was, but I can't find it. I'm being rather tardy here. Anyway, it was another. Somebody can remind us in the chat. So, yeah, so likewise, I went looking for games and I thought of, oh, it's a really game called Garden Dice, which I have also discovered I've sold. And I was like, why did I sell that game? It must have been the same reason. It must have been hitting the table too long. But it's a really nice dice placement game. Came with a really nice, like a Hessian sack with a dice in, and it was really, really fun. Excellent. Just placing around. And I haven't got that anymore either. So anyway, I've chosen three other games. Should I say the three I'm going to talk about and then you name?
Yeah, I've got two with an honorable mention if we have time.
Okay, so I've got Three Sisters, which is a roll and write, which I'll talk about. Arboretum, which is a bit of a, quite an older game now, 2015, about planting trees. Mm-hmm. And I guess combined is Herbaceous, and then an honorable mention to Thuriferous, which is in from the same publisher, same size game.
Cool.
What have you got for the party, the garden party?
So we obviously Cottage Garden. We just talked about it. Planted.
Good choice. That could have been in my list.
Yep. House plants, which really fit the theme of what I was doing over the weekend, right? With house. Because that was the thing, too, I was thinking about. It's not just like a garden, like I'm growing vegetables. I was thinking of like plants and flowers and things. There's a two-player game called Morels.
Where you're
picking mushrooms, which potentially could be from a garden or a yard. And if there's time, an honorable mention of Gift of Tulips, which is appropriate given the fact that our tulips are starting to die, except for we have a patch of these violet and burgundy tulips that are just right now blooming, and they are gorgeous. Listen to me gush about tulips and flowers. If you would have told me 3 years ago that I was going to be gardening and planting flowers and gushing about them, I would have thought you were crazy. Now I'm a homeowner with a landscaping and everything. This is, if this is adulting, then I don't ever want to stop. So,
and board games.
Oh. That goes without saying, right? Because that's how we know we stay young. We're board gaming, right?
Do you want to go first with one of yours?
Okay, yeah. So I guess I'll talk about Planted first. Really good, right? That was released, was it released last year, I believe?
I think, isn't it a Target exclusive?
It is.
Which I've got a copy because Nick from Board Game View UK brought a couple over. I've got somebody bring a couple over.
So. When it first came out, everyone was posting about it, and I was like, well, I did like a short reel where I kind of showed the components, which are amazing. These beautiful water droplets and these translucent sun discs, because you have to have sun and water, and there's like plant food, green thumbs and green leaves. But it's great because it's a card drafting, right? And I believe it's, if I'm not mistaken, it's 2 to 5 players. I think it's 5. I've only ever played it at 2 and at 4. So I don't know if there's a 5th player allowed. Not off the top of my mind, but it's just so good.
I am checking.
I know you are.
2 to 5. 2 to 5.
2 to 5. There it is. So you're drafting cards. Who doesn't like card drafting, right? And then you play the card face down and we all reveal at the same time. And you're either claiming the water, the sunlight, so that you can grow the plants in front of you. In your house, you also have like tools that will help you get more water and more food. What do you call them? I think they're called decorations.
Yeah, decorations, which is your end of game scoring. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Cards. So that's a fun little game. I never tire of playing. It's good at 2. It's great at 4. Maybe it's chaotic at five. I don't know. That's a fun game, you know, just putting together house plants. That's the thing I never would have thought about. I never would have thought about it as a board game. And it's just, I find that the themes and the design of board games today have really matured. Right?
Yeah. It's, I mean, the artwork and the theme, definitely appeal.
Absolutely.
The components are top notch. There's little bags with different kind of spray bottles, house plant food, and sun and water. And you definitely need to keep an eye on the other players, because if you're not careful, they end up picking, like, I don't know, you collect four different hanging baskets. And if you're not careful, they've got four of those and they've got a four times multiplier. Before you know it, it's all over. So while it is kind of solitaire that you're doing your own thing, you do need to think about what other people are collecting, because if that card is going around, you want to try and probably either keep it or let them have it.
Exactly. Exactly. No, I totally agree.
But it's a lovely theme.
It really is.
I don't know. I'd hope at some point it gets more of a international release than just sitting in a Target.
So what's what do you
1.59?
Yeah, it's very easy and accessible. Light.
Yeah, and everyone we've taught it to here has enjoyed it. So if you can get hold of a copy on the import route, or anyone visiting the US who wants to bring a copy back for you, check it out. Planted, a game of nature and nurture is the full title.
There you go.
Beautiful.
Nicely done. Nicely done. So what's up on your list?
I'm going to go for Three Sisters, as I said that first.
Yeah.
Now, this is in the same series as Fleet, the dice game, and more recently Motor City, from Ben Pinchback and Matt Riddle. Basically, you're managing in your backyards to grow corn, beans, and pumpkins. And I think it's called the Three Sisters because back in a certain period, they were always grown together. So they will grow around each other. For space and for, I guess, harvesting reasons. It's a multi-sheet roll and write. I love a multi-sheet roll and write, if I'm with you. One sheet has got your basically crops that grow. And around them also you can plant some certain flowers, like herbaceous and things. And then your other sheet is kind of your machinery, your garden shed. And things like fruit growing, there's areas for scoring end of game points. So it's a 1-4 player game. We play it generally two, midweight 2.70. So not super complicated. Basically, roll a dice. There's always one more dice, number of players. And then there's like a little track the dice go onto. The dice go in numerical order. So if it's a roll of 2, 3, and a 4, they go 2, 3, and 4. If it's 2, 2, 4, it's 2 2s and then a 4 on separate spaces. And basically you pick up the dice, and the dice has got two actions. The action you've taken it from, which might be watering, or it might be planting, or it might be marking off tools in a tool shed. And then with the dice itself, you go and mark that zone in your area fields, and that might be filling in the plants themselves. It might be filling in the straight line that builds up your corn, or your beans, which is slightly shorter. They always go from the bottom up. And what's great is every so often you can also water, and when you water that zone, they grow, so you fill in more boxes. And as the game goes through, it turns into the best combo fest, because in certain rounds there's 8 events, like weather. There's another one where everyone gets to grow at the same time. By the end of it, you've got all of your areas, all 6 areas of your crops area growing in turn. You want to hit it at the right time. You don't want to waste water, because the water on a field that's already grown has gone. It gets really nice combos where certain things open up other actions and other spaces. You can earn these stars, and when you're filling a star, that gives you another action. So you're just looking for this combo-tastic chain of dice rolling and action taking gardening joy. And I think out of the series, I would put this I think it's probably my, this is a tough one. I think I put it second. I think Fleet is still my favorite.
Of their rolling rights. Oh, of their rolling.
So, okay. So Fleet, maybe it's just because I played it more, but it is a good game. We've played this game a lot.
So we're just going to call it number two. We're just
this is number it two. Yeah. It's straight. They need another one so I can have out of four. But highly recommended. It's not expensive. It's called Three Sisters. Check it out.
I like it. Yeah. So next on my list is a two-player called Morels. Walk through the woods, collect mushrooms, cook them up for tasty points. This was a lovely game that we played at Gen Con with a capital G a few years ago. It's by Brent Povis, published by Two Lantern Games, 2012 originally. There's a Forays expansion, which I have not experienced, but it's a 1.73 weight, about 30 minutes. It's a great little card game. You're just, you take the rightmost card and add it to your hand, and you're trying to collect sets, very set collection. Once you have the necessary sets based on the type of mushroom that you've collected, you then put it on your skillet. And if you have butter, a card for butter, or apple cider, it will increase the points that you score when you put it in the skillet to cook it up.
And nice.
That's kind of fun. It's really nice. Now, I know that's not yard work. I mean, the type of mushrooms that grow in our garden are the ones you don't want, right? The white caps are the
poisonous
ones. If you overwater, or if we get a lot of rain, if we get a real rainy season. But I was like, you know, Morels is fun. I don't think we've talked about it on this show before. And I was like,
I've not heard of it before. It looks interesting.
I'm definitely going to talk about it. Apparently, I just realized, I'm just reading this now, there was a 10th anniversary edition. There's a neoprene mat that includes, so it includes Forays and the base game with a neoprene mat, and that's pretty cool. The artwork is just, it's really nice, very simple, and just kind of fun, because, you know, hey, who doesn't like mushrooms? Although I will admit, mushrooms on a skillet with butter and apple cider is not something I thought about. I usually use mushrooms, typically portobellos, in a lot of my dishes when I cook. We will do oyster mushrooms on occasion in like our omelets for breakfast in the morning. But there are a lot of mushrooms, a lot of different species of mushrooms. Well, if that's not the word, someone can tell me, and that'll be great.
I'm sure they will.
Yeah. Because people love to tell me it's when I'm not wrong.
Species. I know. I can think. Not. I can. Anyway. I've noticed, though, recently there's been quite a few games. I can't remember the names that are mushroom themed.
Yeah.
That I've seen on Kickstarter, or I've seen people previewing them to me. Mm-hmm. So it's clearly the in fun guy game.
Fun guy.
I can't think fun of a better guy. Joke. But Morels, I like the sound of it.
Yeah, it's good. It's worth it. Maybe if I go to the UK, I'll bring it with me because I can pack it pretty easily.
It looks like a small pack-up game.
It's in those square boxes like Lost Cities and...
Is it called Fungi over here? F-U-N-G-I-E?
Yeah, except...
It looks like it's got some other... it's had other namings.
Yeah?
I think it might be called Fungi over here. F-U-N.
Oh.
It's alternate names. Interesting.
Well, that might be so. I don't know. But, yeah.
Yeah, I think it has. Which I also see that game. If it's the same game, it looks like it is from the box and the description. That is a fun game. Yeah, very similar.
Yep. Strategic foraging and feasting for two.
With that, then... Let's jump into something much larger.
Yes.
That fungi like to hang around the base of, and that is often trees.
Trees.
Arboretum. Now, this one's a little bit tougher to explain. I'll try. Have you played?
I haven't played it. It's so beautiful, though.
So we've got the the edition with like foils. So they're foiled cards. So they're all shimmery.
Stop it.
I actually think I would prefer non-shiny.
Really?
Yeah, because the shiny takes the edge off what I think is beautiful art anyway. So this is a 2015 game. It says 2 to 4. I think I've never played this two player. I think it's best with two. It's fast. Again, it's only a deck of cards. About 30 minute of play. About 2.1 out of 5. So nice and lightweight. So depending on number of players, I'm going to say 10 sets of trees. And depending on number of players is how many sets you put in. And you can choose which sets. It doesn't really matter. So you might have 5 trees in a two-player game, or maybe 6, and you add more trees in for more players. Just basically puts more cards in the game. Those trees, those sets of cards are numbered 1 to 8, and you shuffle them all together, and the players get 7 cards each. So on your turn, you'll draw 2 from the deck. Two, either from the deck or the discard pile.
Okay.
The art of the game is to lay those cards down in front of you, left to right, up, down, north and south, to ideally make runs, which could start with a 1 and end in a 6 of the same species of trees. And it could be a 2, 5 in between of other trees, as long as you can draw a line that sequentially goes up, but it can jump numbers. It just needs to go ascending order. If they're all the same tree, so I get 1, 2, 5, 6, 7, then that's even better. If I can make a trail of the same species. However, you only score at the end of the game the cards you've got left in your hand. So if you haven't got any of the species that you've actually played on your table, you'll score nothing. So you're trying to not play highest total of the cards in your hand,
okay,
allows them to score what's on their table in front of them. So sometimes you keep cards back of the things the other player has been trying to collect, so they don't even get to score them.
Okay, yeah.
So it's this really fine balance of laying cards, keeping cards. And what's even more devious is if you have the 8, which is the highest card, and the other player has the one makes the 8 a 0.
What?
So it's whole kind of just trying to figure out what you've seen, what cards are in the decks, making these beautiful patterns. And you could have 2 or 3 different routes of the trees, as in directions, but you only ever score one of them for each of the species you have. So you're never going to get them all down. So that's me really badly explaining it. I'd recommend go and watch it. How to play video on Board Game Geek. But I find it a real brain burner. It's only a 2.14 because the rules are relatively simple. But that balance of what you collect, what you keep, and what you play, it's tricky.
So that sounds like this chaotic amalgamation of strategy and hate drafting.
Yeah, a little bit.
But disguised by beautiful, peaceful trees.
Yeah, the tagline on Board Game Geek is build the arbitrarium of your dreams and prevent your rival from building theirs.
Right, because I want trees. Be mean.
These are my trees.
You know, that might be why I've never played it.
Yeah, it's a good game. It's. I must admit, I need to get it back on the table. I haven't played it for ages. And the non-foil version looks lovely. Where the shiny ones are nice, a nice wooden box, came out as a collector's edition.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go again.
Okay.
But that is Arboretum.
Okay. So the next one I've talked about before, or at the very least I've mentioned it, but I feel like it's appropriate, and that's Gift of Tulips.
Gift of Tulips.
Gift of Tulips.
Remind us.
Yeah. So gather and give tulips in a flower festival.
Aww.
The designer was Sarah Perry. Publisher was Weird Giraffe Games, who brought us Big Easy Busking. Love to plug those guys. It's a 1.83 in terms of weight, but it's interesting. So you're at a tulip flower festival, and there's purple, orange, red, and pink tulips. So those four colors. There is a market that determines their value. So the ones that are worth more points, you actually want to give away. Because you'll draw a card and you have the option of keeping it in front of you, adding it to the festival, which changes the value of the tulip.
Right. Okay. Right? Yeah.
Or give it away. So the one that's the one that's in fourth place, because there's four different colors, the fourth place, you don't want to keep it. You don't want to give it away. The two in the middle are various degrees of points that you get. And at the end of it, so you may be collecting these blue tulips, and at the end of the game, their value may have changed from the beginning because people have been manipulating the festival.
Yeah.
And then they're not worth as many points. And it's based on the number of cards you have of that color and then the value of each card. And I think they're one to four in value. But it's interesting. So there are times, there are a lot of times where you score more points by giving the tulips to your opponents. And the other thing too is if I notice that the orange tulips are highest in value and you've got more than everyone else.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
Maybe I don't want to give them to you. It doesn't help me to keep it, but I'll give it to Katie or Carrie and hopefully they'll take that away from you. But it's a nice little game. I remember we did our first live together from Gen Con with a capital G 2 years ago. I had mentioned it real quickly, and I know I've mentioned it in previous episodes, but it's delightful, and I've got tulips growing in my yard, my garden, so I figured we'd talk
spot
about
on, spot tulip. On a theme. Spot on, yeah, a theme.
Right? So, but I need to give you time because you've got one last one, right?
And the last one is called Herbaceous, which is an older game now. What year is it? He says, looking at the list. 2017. Not quite as old as I thought.
No.
Again, 1 to 4. We play this two players, and actually we play this all player counts. 1.2, nice and lightweight. It's in a series of, I guess, games by Pencil First Games. So they've got, okay, Herbaceous, Frifris. There's another one recently, which I've forgotten. All the artwork's by Beth Sobel. And in Herbaceous, you are just collecting herbs. So nice. It's got this clever mechanic. So there's 63 herbs, 7 different species.
It still doesn't feel like the right word. Yeah,
it doesn't. No, I agree.
What is the word?
I don't know.
And there's some special herbs. And then there's containers, and basically depending on the number of players, you take cards out. So 4 players, all the cards are used. 2 players, you take about 24 out. And on your turn, in the first thing you can do is you can pot the herbs you've collected into 1 of 4 containers. And the first turn you won't be doing that because you haven't collected anything. So we'll come back to that. And then you will draw a card from the deck, which you will either put into your private garden, so behind your planters, to keep for yourself, or you'll put it into the middle of the area, which is called the community garden. And then you'll draw a second card, and you will have to do the opposite. So wherever you put the card, either private, which is your own, you can't be used apart from you, or the community, it'll go in the opposite to your first turn. And you'll rinse and repeat that. And the skill is, it's a little bit of push your luck, because you can only plant into one of the 4 planters once a game. So you have the large pot, which has to have herbs of the same type.
Okay.
There's a wooden planter where you need to have different herbs, 1 to 7 herbs. There's small pots of herbs, which collect 1 to 6 pears. And then there's a glass jar, which can have some of the special herbs. So you're basically looking to decide, am I going to build up enough of these to score one of these pots? at the same time, when you go to plant, you take them from the communal area and your private area. So it's this timing bit about what are they collecting, what are you collecting, do they see score? And the game ends when the deck runs out. So relatively straightforward. If you are the first to get plant the special herbs, I think it's like, I think it's things like thyme, mint, those kind of herbs, cooking, you know, chives, cooking herbs. When you've planted those in the special container, you can get a little biscuit card. And the game ends, say runs out, you score them, job done. And there's a variant version as well. Really nice game. Again, low cost, packs up really nicely. This is one of the games that we take traveling when we go away. So if you were listening to the episode a couple of weeks ago, this is on the in the travel bag list. It's worth checking out. And that is Herbaceous.
Herbaceous. I got to try that. I will say for the record, species is the correct word.
It is. Hooray.
Yes. But what we're talking about are plant species to indicate different classes of plants. So that is a correct classes, word to use. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Phewy.
Yeah. Real quick, Lanyap, for this week.
Go. These are my best plants. Go on. What?
It occurred to me while we're talking here now, the game that I was thinking about while I was shoveling mulch, incidentally, was a worker placement. That's Creature Comforts. Creature Comforts does not feature a shovel, but it features a wheelbarrow. And that's what I was shoveling the mulch into and taking it over to Katie for spreading. Well, so I was using a wheelbarrow. So yes, I was using a wheelbarrow. I was thinking about a game that had it. I just was thinking about the wrong tool that I was using.
See, I was thinking, when you were saying that, I was thinking about the games that have got shovels, and the one that came to mind was Snowdonia, which is when you're shoveling rocks, and it has a little shovel shovel, you know, piece of wooden marker. But that's the closest I could think to the game.
The Creature Comforts has like an actual...
you should bring those tools together
to
make a hybrid game of animals building a railway.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Isn't that in Everdale? Isn't there a railway in Everdale?
I don't know, is there?
I think it's happened. Isn't there an expansion with a train in Everdale?
I'm new to the world of Everdale, so...
I think it's one of the last expansion. Hmm. Anyway, we digress from furry creatures shoveling things.
But the wheelbarrow... mulch, gardening.
It's where it all began.
We're there.
And with that, I think we should go back to our gardening. Have a wonderful rest of the day. Thanks for listening. See you soon.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. Please subscribe. And as always, we love to hear your thoughts and ideas. So make sure to leave those in the comments. And don't forget, you can also chat with us both on Instagram @meeple2meeple.